Welcome to the hit radio show Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted intuitive energy healer. During this show, Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help release that which no longer serves you and to show you another way to live. Is physical pain controlling your life? Do you feel like happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Leave negativity and pain behind. Christy's divine healing gift, her Perspective Reboot process, and her uplifting and unique viewpoints will help set you on that path toward the life you've always dreamed of. Now, here is your host, Christy Borst.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Today is July 8th, and I am talking to you from Eastern Time Zone at noon, and I thank you for joining me today. Today I'm going to be talking with you and sharing with you about taking back your personal power and reclaiming the self with capital S. This, to me, is about remembering who you are, forgiving self and others, seeing fear from a whole new perspective, and then moving forward to reclaim that capital S self. Today is week 13 of this kind of series, Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, that I built, and I had a really set agenda of things I wanted to talk about. And this is the last show in this segment of shows, and I know some of you have been with me for every show, and I'm so thankful to have had the opportunity to support you and appreciate the support that you've given to me. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be talking a little bit about upcoming things and also talking about some of the shows that you may have missed, and Also, I would like to open the lines for one last on-air assistance with a person. If you feel like you might have a chakra block or you're experiencing physical or emotional pain, I'll have some time that I would love to work with somebody on air. That phone number to call in is a toll-free number. It's 800-930-2819, and you'll be asked for your name and the town you're from and when what you're calling in for. So let's get into today's topic. I'm going to start with remembering who you are. For me, my journey was, I think, I was brought to a greater awareness by having made the choice to become a mother, because I learned quite a few lessons and received unconditional love probably for the first time in my adult life as a mother. And one of the things I did learn, which has stayed with me, is that many times when my children were being the worst, when they weren't following the rules, they didn't want to go to bed, they were talking back to me, they were, you know, being like the least, what I would say is the least lovable, it was actually when they needed my love the most. Many times on those nights, they would wake up in the middle of the night and they would have a fever, or in the morning they had some sort of other symptoms. So I kind of learned through that, you know, when people are being the least lovable is when they need the love the most. So I'd love to impart that with you as kind of a motto to kind of look, when you look at things and things don't seem to be going well or someone may not be treating you the way that you want, realize that there are things going on that you don't know about, and maybe they really need your love at that point. Another thing that I take as a gift from having had my daughters is they had a computer game called The Sims. Now, I don't know if most people know what The Sims game is, but basically the person running the computer builds these little neighborhoods and they control the people and they build the houses for the people and they move the people around from room to room and stuff. So I had an awareness of that game, And then I saw the movie Avatar by James Cameron. And the two things together kind of opened this awareness to me that almost like the opposite of Avatar, where the human is kind of running, or, you know, his avatar is really in this environment that's more spiritual than the human environment. We have this higher self, this capital S self, that's there and knows so much and is kind of running the game for us. And the moment that we can kind of turn around in the game and look up and say, hey, I know you're there, I'm ready to do what you want me to do, then we can move to such a greater ease of living, and realize that there are levels to the game, just like, you know, in any kind of computer game. But this kind of what I call the 3D game, it's not competitive. Those who have gone ahead of us are willing to share the shortcuts. So explore the teachings of people that kind of appeal to you, but always trust your inner knowing, because you know so much as a soul. It's okay to go outward and, you know, explore the teachings of other people, but at some point you need to come back to self, and you need to have faith and trust in your own inner knowing. And for me, this kind of awareness of this whole game, and that there was this higher self, was part of what moved me to the space in which I could do this healing work with people. There's a really cool artwork piece by Escher. I don't know if people are aware of Escher. He was an artist in the 50s and 60s. But this piece is called Relativity. And it's a bunch of stairways going in different directions. And for me, it kind of exemplifies how our reality can be shaped by the way we look at things, the way we process things and perceive them. So together in this perspective reboot, we've been working to strip away some of those layers to help you see how truly important, powerful, and critical to the whole you are. We are offered choices in every day if only we have the vision to see them, if only we have the realization in this moment that we have a choice to experience a life of bliss or we experience a life of trials and tribulations. There's a resource section on my website that shows some of the books that I've read, but you have your own inner guidance of what is going to make sense for you. Just realize that there's always this process of going outward, but at some point you need to come back to yourself and realize that you have power beyond what you might have given yourself credit for as a quote-unquote mere mortal, and you have the ability to change your perspective, your experience, your perception, your perspective of things in a moment, and that is your creator ability. We're going to be talking today about forgiveness of self and others. So what's holding you back? Let's go through that when we come back from break. Again, I would love to work with someone at the end of the show, and that call in number is 800-930-2819. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. This is Christy Borst, and I'm hoping you can hear me here. So emotions are a normal part of being human. But what happens when we can't find our way back to living in a space of love? I would like to talk about forgiveness of self and others, because if you can kind of picture grudges, anger, and hatred as being almost like a poison for your body, they really do more harm for you than they do for the other people. Let's just talk about forgiveness. I had mentioned at the top of the hour how one of the lessons I received as a mother was that when my children were being the most unlovable was the time that they needed love the most. So what if these people that we have been unable to forgive really just need our love, and we need the act of giving the love? I'm going to run through some kind of quick steps of how to move past this kind of feeling that you can't forgive. You know, there's that great expression, to err is human and to forgive is divine. We are divine beings. We are part of Source. We are connected. So when we feel in the space of love toward others, we are loving to ourselves. And conversely, when we're feeling anger or hatred or a grudge towards someone else, it's really affecting us at the same time. So the first step is to come back to the present moment and realize that this other person is neither more important nor less important than you, that you're really equal. And just remind yourself that when you forgive them, it's not only for them, but it's also for you. And do you really want to continue to put all of that energy into hating someone when you could open yourself to be loving and to experience love? Think about a time when you were not forgiven by someone else or by yourself, and try by just forgiving yourself. As we forgive ourselves, we are healed. As we forgive others, we are healed. Sometimes for some people, it's easier to forgive others. If you were forgiven by someone else, maybe you did something as a child, you broke something that you knew an adult really cared about, and, you know, they immediately forgave you, but yet you kind of held that against yourself and you couldn't forgive yourself. Think of the gift that other person gave you in forgiving you and showing that unconditional love for you. It's hard to kind of explain this, but since we're all connected, the lines in the heart and the lines in the brain become blurred over who's to blame and who's forgiven. So if you can release some of these things that you've been holding on to for, you know, years and years, you'll start to be able to shed some of this. It just can feel like a heaviness. And, you know, another perspective that you might want to try is remembering that we are eternal souls, and there's so much more to our selves, capital S, and our being and our living that we are aware of than we are aware of in this current physical reality. So if someone has done something to you in this lifetime, just imagine for a second, what if you had committed a similar offense to others in other lifetimes? What if this is your opportunity to be both the forgiver and the forgiven? I'm just going to let that sit for a second. What if this is our opportunity in this lifetime, as we forgive others, to also forgive ourselves because we have done similar things, or we could be clearing something an ancestor has done by forgiving another. Another thing you might try to do if none of these steps seem to be working for you is to write a, emotionally charged, brutally honest letter telling the other person how they hurt you or angered you, but do not send it. Just do some sort of release with it. Either put it in the ocean, tear it up, and spread it off a mountaintop or burn it. And as you watch the pieces dissipate, think about the fact that you are not that hurt and you are not that anger. You are at your core love, and your body intelligence wants you to be at this point of love. And it's when we get into these points of holding something that's angry, hateful, a deep sadness, a heartbreak, that's when the physical body tends to react in some sort of physical stress or physical illness. Now, I have talked about mistakes before. Many times people will not forgive themselves for, quote unquote, what they say are mistakes that they have done. It's so empowering to stop regretting the past and accept it as some type of gift. Find a gift if spirit allows you to do so. Change the way you're experiencing that memory, because that mistake only exists at this point in your mind, or change the focus and or importance that you give to it. I have a video on my website on the healing videos section about mistakes and how I would love to invite people to see mistakes as mistakes in life, and part of a lesson, part of a journey that we're on. What if these mistakes that we make and we, tend to hold on to, what if the whole point of them is getting to the place in which we can forgive ourselves, the place at which we can see the greater good that came out of that? There's so many things that you as a creator being can do to move yourself instantly by changing your perception, your perspective, and your emotions around a situation. Now, we have a choice. I've said this again and again. You can keep on living, or we can keep on living in a space of feeling bad, sad, angry, etc. Or we can choose not to own it. We can say, okay, I'm thinking about this experience from my past and it's making me sad. I don't want to go to that place anymore. I've felt that feeling so many times. I know it's not serving my highest good. How can I look at this? What came of this that changed me, that shaped me, that built me up to be this person I am today? This is where our creator abilities are. It's in this most simplistic yet most powerful space. It's in the space within me. It's in the space within you. It's in the space within us. It's this ability to take a step back from the emotional side of things and see it from this perspective of not a victim, but as a student. What was the lesson that was gifted to us through this experience? I'm going to just take a second to reiterate about the offering at the end of the show. One of the things I'm doing through my business Healing Resonance is to offer profound shifts for people that are having either physical pain, emotional trauma. They know they're dealing with issues that are, you know, ancestral burdens or karmic debts. I'm opening the phone line at 800-930-2819. I'd love to work with someone on air because as others listen to this, they are also helped. If you'd like to know more about my business, my website is healingresonance.us. And my phone line for session work is 401-466-4901. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about releasing fears, which can be another obstacle to living our lives in joy. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst on July 8th, 2014. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and today the topic is taking back your personal power and reclaiming the self. I've talked a little bit about remembering who you are and forgiveness of self and others. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about fear and kind of some, I guess, bringing fears to our consciousness so that we can address them and overcome them. Now, do you believe that your fears are keeping you safe? Of course, that was the original purpose of fears, to, you know, keep us from touching a stove that's hot, and, you know, to keep us safe if we're being challenged by an animal. But so many times now, fears that are future-based can keep us from being and experiencing the full potential of who we can and are to be in this lifetime. And I like to ask the question, you know, whom will it serve if you are small? Your ego might tell you, you know, it would serve you well to hold back, but many times it's in facing these fears that we really learn how strong and how powerful we are. So I, you know, encourage you to kind of go through these kind of steps that I'm going to talk with you about, and just embrace everything and bring it to light and love. One of the things that kind of came to me as I was preparing for the show is, you know, there's this expression that we're kind of told with when we're children, at least I was, you know, it's not always about you. So accept that, you know, everything is not always about you, but assume it is for you. So many of the things that you face, they're not to tear you down. They're not to bring you down. They're to give you this platform to rise above. If you can bring some of this this information to your conscious awareness, then you can silence that voice of negativity. Or once you become aware of it, you can choose to ignore it. And in doing either of these things, you make room for the positive thoughts and the loving guidance to come through. So let's pretend that, you know, you're in a situation and an emotion starts to take grip of your physical body. What can we do to move from a state of fear into a more tranquil and peaceful state? Kind of as with the forgiveness, always come back to the present moment. It's in that present moment where we have our ability to change our perception and our perspective. Realize first and foremost that you are supported by the higher realms, and be that, you know, whatever you name that as, be it God, Source, the universe, Spirit, Jesus, Buddha, Tao Te Ching, Prime Creator, you are always supported by the higher realms. And then balancing that, you are supported by Earth or Gaia. And we are here in these physical bodies, and we're a great cosmic bridge between heaven and earth. And one of the things I'd like to share with you is this exercise to bring yourself to present focus and to feel the support of the higher realms and earth. And the way that I would like to suggest to do that is when you take an in-breath as you're centering yourself, picture this higher realm energy of love coming through your crown chakra, which is at the crown of your head, and running through your whole body, going out your feet, and then going down into the center of the earth. You can picture it, you know, whatever color feels right for you. Then once it gets to the center of the earth, you picture it on the exhale coming back up through your body. But this is the love and support from the earth. And as this love and support from the earth kind of comes in contact with this higher realm light, the two are kind of spiraling together, almost in a dance. And the two twined energies come up through your body, and the earth energy goes up to the heavens. So you're kind of just orchestrating the symphony. And I find this can be a really calming and easy to visualize kind of centering step. The next step is to put things into perspective. Now that you're in the present moment, ask yourself questions like, what's the worst case scenario? What can I do to change that outcome? When you realize that maybe you have the fears have kind of exaggerated the situation, you can start to detach from that story and put things into perspective. And this is all about, again, becoming an observer of your thoughts. You can, you know, bring some statements to yourself like, I, you know, consciously say, I am not these thoughts, I am not these fears, I am not this body, I am this infinite eternal being having a human experience. And this will also help you detach from whatever might be this emotionally charged fear. The next thing is to change your perception of the experience. Again, doing kind of the breathing exercise, affirm to yourself that you are, again, this infinite, divine, eternal being, and you already know how to get through this situation, and just affirm that, you know, you're ready to let it go, and you can, you know, be powerful and say, I command this fear to dissolve. Thank you, it is so. Take your power. Be it out loud, be it, you know, internally, subconsciously, consciously, and also move to a space of gratitude as soon as you can, because gratitude is an appreciation.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Hi, you're back with Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for hanging in there. I think my internet is not liking the weather today. So as I was saying, the last step is to move to this place of gratitude, because the key to happiness is really staying in the present moment and trying to have the awareness of whether you want to own an emotion or not. Remember that each thought has a vibration, and it's reflected in what we experience in our body. So the more we can be in a space of gratitude, love, joy, the healthier our physical body is going to be. And this whole part of ourselves that responds to vibration, to sound, to color, to this work I'm doing, this energy healing, it's amazing. And it's not something most of us have a conscious awareness of, but it is so powerful. If you have something that you would like to work with me on today, the number to call in is toll free. It's 800-930-2819. I've helped people with release self-limiting beliefs, supported people through releasing pain in specific physical body parts or traumas that they have gone through. This session work is done privately through sessions in Wells, Maine, or via Skype, and my website is healingresonance.us. I'm hoping someone will call in, but I'm going to move ahead. We put that break in there ahead of time. I'm going to talk now about reclaiming the self. Realize that you have had many lessons in this lifetime. You've learned skill sets. You've overcome challenges, but you've had other lifetimes that you've also been through this. Ask yourself, just, you know, take the time to just go inside and ask your higher self to help you remember what makes you special, what skill sets, what aspects of self you already know they're inside of you from other experiences, other lifetimes that would be helpful for you to bring into this conscious awareness now. Another thing I would like to suggest is to actually do a meditation and realize that as this life has gone through, there have been times that, you know, things have happened and you've gotten hurt and you've, you know, had arguments with people, and there may be little pieces of yourself just scattered and kind of holding on to these people. So actually do a meditation and picture sending out this net of your own making. Make it whatever you want it to be made of, whatever color you want, and just let it spread out across the earth and touch each of these people with love, but to claim back that piece of you that was left with that person, and just bring that all back to self, to kind of bring everything back and send to yourself. What is your gift? What is your essence? What are you bringing here that no one else can share? I know, I have faith that we are each here for a specific purpose. We are here because we have something that no one else in this whole world can bring. And when you can come at life from the standpoint that you have something, you are part of the puzzle, then you can express yourself and your greater potential. Know how worthy you are. I had done a blog back in February around my birthday where I posted a picture of some really beautifully decorated cupcakes, and I invited my friends on Facebook to each, you know, take one. And some people had commented that they were too pretty and, you know, they couldn't take one. And it made me see and kind of say to myself, wow, these are not even real cupcakes, and yet this, you know, this or that person does not feel worthy to take one. You are worthy. Especially when someone offers you a gift, just, you know, take that gift, because that's an expression of love. Realize that your body has a divine intelligence, and we can change the past. We can change our DNA by healing these parts of ourselves that are wanting to go to this place of unforgiveness, or always wanting to go to this place of fear. So it's worth the effort to try to bring this into our conscious awareness. I'm going to, I guess, shift gears a little bit and talk about what is coming up, and also kind of do a little bit of recap over some of the shows that have been in this 13-week series. And I would encourage you, if you, you know, only listen to a couple, to go to my website, which is healingresonance.us, or to transformationtalkradio.com, and either download or play the archives. The first show was on April 15th, and I talked about seeing yourself as more than a body, kind of introducing this expansiveness, this divine, eternal beingness that we have. On the next show I had, my guest was Dr. Suzanne Lee, who has really dedicated over probably 30 years, maybe more than that, to exploring ourselves as multidimensional beings. Her work was really kind of broke the shell off my brain and allowed me to expand beyond what I thought we were possible to, or was possible for us to do in this life. After that, the next show was You Cannot Change the World, But When You Change the Way You See the World Changes. And this is, again, about perspective and perception. And then I had a guest on, Fran Caproon, who works with a firm called Awesomeness. And we talked about how we're each critical threads in the tapestry of life. Another show was on choosing to respond to live life with love, exceptional living, exceptional you. I was thrilled and honored to also have Lynn Andrews as a guest on my show. She has, again, had a long history of sharing expansive messages with people of a shamanic nature. And we talked about the messages of both our inner animal natures and the messages that animals can bring to us throughout our life. There was also a session on energy healing across space and time. It's amazing what energy healing can do. And I know that we're going to hear more about energy healing as time goes by. And it's going to be, I don't want to say become, because it's always been, it's really probably one of the oldest forms of healing. But it's going to becoming more to the forefront and becoming more mainstream. I have a number of healing videos on my website that are, you know, free for you to watch. All these MP3s are free. And then upcoming, I have I'm going to be leading the service this coming Sunday, July 13th, at Unity of the Seacoast in Rawlingsford, New Hampshire. The following Wednesday, the 16th, I'll be doing an interfaith community healing service at that same property, and I also host that service the third Wednesday of each month. I hope if you're in Southern Maine, sorry about that, folks. So I'm on my landline now, so we'll hope this will stay. I just want to mention the Art and Form Healing Energy artwork that I have on my website. And as I close, I would like to just do a little clearing. I'm going to focus on people who have or are suffering with breast cancer. And I'm just going to focus on doing a little healing aimed at that area of the body, and as I did not have a caller, and this the connection today is a little bit precarious. So I'm just connecting in now, and I'm working on releasing whatever emotional component might be associated with a breast cancer, past, present, future. So if you know someone, love someone that is in recovery or in the process of treatment, please share this little mini session with them. I'm going to kind of keep going through the next couple minutes and continue it on. Again, this is Christy Borst, and I would love you to take a look at some of the past shows. Visit my website, which is healingresonance.us, and the phone number is 401-466-4901. It's a Rhode Island extension, but I am physically in Southern Maine. If you have a show that you listen to that you think I might make a great guest on, send me an email. I'd love that referral. So thank you so much for the opportunity to have been a support to you, and I appreciate the support that you have given me. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, wisdom, healing, and empowerment. Christy's divine healing gift can help you release physical and emotional pain, which no longer serves you. Consider an intuitive energy healing session with Christy. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us, or call 401-466-4901. Again, that's 401-466-4901. See you next week for Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst.